Blog Talk Radio. I'm ready. This is my time. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling kind of unstoppable today. Peace and blessings, y'all. Welcome to the hottest show on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to No Romance Without Finance. I am your host, Brother Vernon Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum. So glad that you can join me today on a wonderful Sunday evening. This has been a wonderful weekend, really. Yesterday was wonderful. Today was even more wonderful. We're getting ready to settle back, clear the air, have some fun tonight, and prepare ourselves for a good week ahead, a good and productive week ahead. But we want to get our minds right first and foremost, which you know is the aim and intention here on the No Romance Without Finance show. So we are going to have some fun. For those of you who have been listening to me for a while and over the years you've been staying connected to me, you know that one of the biggest influences in my life, one of the biggest game changers in my life in the last 15 years or so, I have to say, must have been Robert Kiyosaki when it comes to finance and learning about financial literacy and economics and business and things of that nature. His book that he came out with in, what was it, 1999, 2000, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, What the Rich Teach Their Kids About Money That the Poor and Middle Class Don't Know. That book was monumental. It changed the whole way I thought about money, what money was for, who money was for, what business was about, all of that. It just made me take a second look and realize that there was a game being played and I didn't have to be a victim in that game. There was a game being played and there was a place for me in that game. And it was a game being played, and once I learned the rules, I got a chance at actually winning that game. So I jumped in, I'm in, and I'm looking forward to going as far as I can and helping as many others as I can go as far as they can as well. If you hear that a couple of times, it'll all make sense to you, I promise. Okay, so go back, listen to the archive, listen to it slow, and it will make sense to you. But I'm sitting here right now. I have the last two issues of Black Enterprise magazine before me. I have the January-February 2013 edition, which is has a focus on women of power. It's the Women of Power special edition, as a matter of fact. So much of this particular issue focuses on women entrepreneurs, Black women entrepreneurs, successful Black women entrepreneurs, and some of their insight, how they made it in the game, what their recommendations are for how to get in, how to stay in, and how to get ahead in this game called life as it relates to business, entrepreneurship, getting out of the rat race, and getting ahead in life. And I'm also looking at the March 2013 edition, which is dedicated to learning to live on less. This is a phenomenal edition. This is a phenomenal article that's in here. They feature this particular couple who I think the husband, if I'm not mistaken, lost his job. And even though they were high income earners and whatnot, you know, at the time, they still had to scale back and they still took a hit according to their standard of living. So they employed some universal principles, you know, that apply whether you're making six figures, whether you're making five figures, whether you're making four figures. There are certain things you must do just to make sure that you can stay above water as opposed to living above your means and living over your head. They also featured a young lady. She's, at the time of this writing, I think she's 26 years old, but when she was 22, she went through some very, very hard economic times, some very hard financial times, had some great setbacks, but she was able to work herself through those setbacks, overcome obstacles and challenges, get her financial house in order, and now that she's a 26-year-old young lady, 27-year-old young lady, she's actually built her net worth up, she's reduced her liabilities and her debt, she actually has something to her name that's substantial and that she can use to grow into the future. So great articles. If you're not already subscribed to or paying attention to at least what Black Enterprise magazine comes out with, I would advise you to do so. Take a look at those. Make sure that you stay plugged in and keep your mind focused on the time and what must be done. And if you don't know the time and what must be done, think about the words of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, where he says, business is warfare, and in case you didn't notice, we are at war. Our survival as a people is at stake. So economics for the past 2 years, as a matter of fact, 2 or 3 years, has been a very prominent dot blip on the radar screen, and more so, more and more so is becoming something that we need to focus on. So with that being said, I think I got the serious stuff out of the way. Today what we are doing on the No Romance Without Finance show is we are going to actually play a game, real time, play a game. We are going to play Robert Kiyosaki's game, Cash Flow. Now, for those of you who don't know, again, what this is, Robert Kiyosaki created an educational company, a financial literacy company called Rich Dad Education, where it's all about financial literacy, economics, business education. A lot of what you would, go to universities and go through 4 years of training, or if you want to call it education, you would spend 4 years and spend a whole lot of money learning some basic things, and sometimes you would learn things that really don't even prepare you to stand on your own. But what Robert Kiyosaki has done is put good information together, packaged it in such a way where it's easy to understand and it's actually fun to learn. And he's given you something that you can take, implement in your own life, and really change the game for yourself. So whether it's just a matter of getting out of debt, whether it's breaking into real estate, whether it's understanding stocks and the market and commodities and things of that nature, and finding your way in and how to survive in that landscape, he's got good stuff. And he created a board game that we can learn from. He said growing up his favorite game was Monopoly. So he created a Monopoly on steroids and called it Cash Flow. It's a board game. And the object of the game is to get out of the rat race. Everybody knows what the rat race is, right? Rat race is the humdrum, wake up, got to go to a job, work longer than you want to work, doing stuff you don't want to do. Probably being around people that you really don't want to be around. And every day, day after day, you do the same old thing over and over and over again until you retire and die, or die before you retire, or whatever the case may be. It's the rat race. It leads to nowhere. The goal of the game is to get out of the rat race, get on to what he calls fast track. Fast track is, just like his book says, where the rich people play. They have a whole different game, whole different set of rules that they play the game by. But until you get out of the rat race, you really don't even have access to what's on the fast track, and you really don't even know how to learn those different set of rules that the rich play by if you're stuck in the rat race. So you've got to get above all other aspects of what's important. You got to get yourself unstuck. You got to remove the impediments to our own progress and self-development. Okay? That principle applies all across the board. So, if you would join me, I'd like you all to go to www.richdad.com. That is Robert Kiyosaki's website, Rich Dad Knowledge, the New Money. Knowledge is the New Money. That's the subtitle to his website. Knowledge is the New Money, which is interesting. So go to that website, www.richdad.com. What I'm going to do, I'm doing this in real time, okay? Once you get to that website, you'll see on the navigation bar at the top, it says About, Games, Programs, Community, Radio. When you get a chance, go through the site and see what all of these different aspects are about. But I'm looking at the games tab, and I'm looking right underneath the navigation bar where you see the little rat. I think that's Randy Rat is his name. You see the rat, and it says Cash Flow, the web game. You can click on either the games tab, or you can click on Cash Flow, the web game, play now. I just clicked on it, so give it a moment. My experience with this has been that the website, all of this is free. It's a great resource, but it's free. There may be some glitches. There may be some times right in the middle of the game we have to, you know, relaunch the website. It's a free resource. It's wonderful. He's got the board game, which he wants you to pay for. So if you pay, then you get, you know, so many more options. But this is a free game. It's a great learning tool, and it's simple enough that you can even do it with children, maybe, you know, 8-10 years old and up. But who knows? You know, you may get a 5-year-old entrepreneurial genius or stock market empresario who catches this stuff, learns the lessons, and, you know, your little son or your little daughter, once they understand how the business world works, they can turn into your retirement plan and make sure that, you know, your whole family is set for life. So, who knows? My suggestion is expose yourself and expose our youth to this as soon as we possibly can. So once you click on the Cash Flow web game link, it takes you to what's called the lobby, the Cash Flow lobby. You'll see where it says Cash Flow, the web game. It'll say welcome. You know, you just entered the Cash Flow lobby. You can start a new game or you can join an existing game, come back off and enhance your skills, get out of the rat race. Each time you play the game, you'll definitely learn and get an education. If you're paying attention, you'll learn very quickly. And that's the name of the game. That's ultimately what you want to do. You want to find out how quickly you can get yourself out of the rat race and onto the fast track where real opportunities live. And the way to do that is by building up your cash flow. Whatever you want to do in life, if you don't have the money to do it, guess what? You are as far away from your dream as West is from East. So in everything that you do, understand economics and finance and generating some income for yourself is just a fact of life. You know, if you're going to eat, you got to get some grocery money from somewhere. So with that in mind, I'm going to create a game, and hopefully we'll have some of you who are online listening to actually join me in the game. All right? So we've got quite a few people in the chat room. That means some people are actually listening online. That's great. If you want to join me in the game, you want to join me in this conversation, please call in. The phone number is 646-716-5971. All right? I'm going to go ahead and launch the game, create a game. And he's got the website is very very vocal, very audible. He's got music, and he's got, you know, he bursts in with little tips and pointers and things about that, not just about the game, but about business in general. He teaches you about real estate as you're playing the game. He teaches you about stocks, what makes a good investment versus what makes a bad investment. You know, you're learning every step of the way. So this game is going to be called NRWF. No Romance Without Finance. There you go. NRWF is the name of the game. I'm putting in where there can be up to 6 human players. Who knows, maybe we'll get all people who are listening to the show. Maybe people will jump on this, and right away they will come in and we'll see some strangers in it. No, as a matter of fact, it gives me an option to create a password. So the password for the game is NRWF. No Romance Without Finance. NRWF. Okay, so here it is. Here's what we're going to do. For those of you who are listening to the archive, you may not be able to take advantage of this because we're doing this live. You know, we're setting this particular game up live, but you can go in, you can play this game by yourself, you can play this game against the computer, or you can coordinate with a couple of other people, and ahead, created that game. The name of the game, the name of the session, you'll see multiple sessions up there. Other people are on the site playing games as well. Our session is NRWF, No Romance Without Finance. And it's going to ask you for a password. The password is also NRWF, No Romance Without Finance. So give it a moment to load. Sometimes, in my experience, the first time... First time that you have ever hit the site, ever tried to load the game, it takes a while. You may have to refresh the screen. That's okay. So I'm gonna give people a chance to get in, and we'll probably start in about 5 or 10 minutes or so. But I'm anxious to hear some stories. I would love to find out if there's some people out there who are actually stepping up to the plate this year, or who have already stepped up to the plate. Jumped into the real estate market or jumped into entrepreneurship and started a business for themselves, or who jumped in and looked at the market and found that jumped into the market and found that investing or trading is going to be their method of getting out of the rat race. So I hope you all will enjoy this. I'm waiting for the page to load. I'm going to let it take its time. And hopefully we'll actually see Randy Rat come on the screen really soon. If it turns out that it seems like your thing is doing nothing and it takes a long time, again, just refresh the screen. You may have to go in, log into the game again. We may end up having to, do it once again. Because as I said, there's couple of glitches every once in a while. I experienced something myself, so we have to recreate the NRWF game and start over again. We'll do just that. But waiting for it to load. I'm going to refresh my screen.
Cashflow is the story of how an average person overcomes obstacles and limitations to escape the rat race and take charge of their financial future. It all began when our wide-eyed hero graduated college, got a job, accumulated debt, and found himself stuck firmly in the middle of the same rat race he swore he would avoid when he used to dream big. How would he ever find his way out?
It's Randy Rat to the rescue!
Change his thinking about money and investing, understand risk and grow his passive income, providing him with the financial freedom to get out of the rat race that was making him live from hand to mouth with little chance that anything would change. Finally, our hero escapes the rat race and goes down a road of his very own, where all of his dreams come true. The end.
All right, so that was the intro. Now the game itself is actually loading for me, all right? You hear the music in the background. And I'll tell you, as it's loading, you hear this music. It's the same music. It just keeps on looping, keeps on looping. What I'm going to do is at the top of the screen, okay, you see the little rat. He's running around in a circle. And at the top of the screen, you see a little icon for a speaker with sound coming out of it. If you click that icon, it'll bring up the controls for the music. I'm going to mute the music because, literally, it plays that music over and over and over again. You can be playing this for an hour and just hearing the same thing over and over again. So I kill the music. And my character came up, okay, my playing piece, who I'm going to be. It shows you who your player is, okay? It's your name, of course. You know, your name is who you're going to put in when you register for the game. It gives you an occupation, okay? So it tells you, I think there's a list of 9 or 12 different occupations, if I'm not mistaken. And it just automatically assigns you one. You can choose whether you're playing as a male or a female. You know, it doesn't know, so you have to tell it. My name is Vernon. I'm a male. I'm picking male, and it gives you the opportunity to choose your dream, okay? The way you win the game is you get out of the rat race, get onto the fast track, and then you pursue your dream in life. Your dream in life may be to go on an African photo safari. Your dream in life may be to open up a research center where your money brings together top researchers and doctors in one place dedicated to eliminating the diseases of HIV and cancer, okay? Your dream in life may be to visit small harbors in Italy, France, and Greece for a month with 12 friends. You know, whatever the ultimate trip you could possibly imagine when you get rich, when you get set, when you get out of the rat race, and when you're, you know, balling and shot calling, as they say. This is going to be your opportunity to live your wildest dream, okay? Your wildest dream could be pro box seats, licensed a 12-person private sky booth with food and beverage service at your favorite team stadium. Could be open up a capitalist Peace Corps, set up entrepreneurial business schools in third world nations. Instructors are business people donating their knowledge and time. Something like that is noble. I actually have a friend, a good friend of mine, Shanika Proctor, who spoke at my family reunion a few years ago. She left the States, and now she is in Chile advising the government and helping them to set up entrepreneurship and private market ventures throughout their country. So these are realistic goals, dreams, and visions that people have. These are things that you can actually do. Your dream may be to golf around the world. That's the one I like to pick. Okay, I would love, I like golf. I'm not a professional. You know, I'm not good by any stretch of the imagination, but I do like the idea of, you know, taking that little ball and making it go exactly where I want it to go, regardless of distance and regardless of what the obstacles and challenges that are in the way. So I would like to take three friends on a first-class five-star resort tour to play the 50 best golf courses in the world. Yeah, when I become a big baller shot caller and I can do anything I want to do in the world, that is going to be the number one thing on the list. So I'm going to choose that, and down below it says choose this dream, and then the game starts. And I still don't see anybody in there, so I'm going to just keep moving forward. If you are in the game, if you're on richdad.com, you've chosen game, you've chosen cash flow, you will see the No Romance Without Finance, NRWF, session in there that you can join, and it's asking for a password. The password is also NRWF, and it will ask you, you know, put your name in and all that good stuff. Once you do that, it'll bring you right into this game. It took me to a screen where it's saying, okay, here are the players in the game. Player number one is Vernon. That's me. My dream is to golf around the world. And gives me an opportunity to add a computer player. So I think I'll add two computer players. It added Robert, whose dream is to get out of the rat race and start a stock market for kids. And it also added Irene, whose dream, when she gets out of the rat race, is to go on a South Sea Island fantasy. So we'll see what that's all about when she gets there. All right, so I'm going to start this game up because I don't see anybody else who is joining in. And again, for you who are listening on the archive, I recommend that you going ahead and do this yourself. Again, you can go in by yourself. You don't necessarily have to have somebody coordinated with you, because you can add computer players that you're playing against. And I click start. Now again, the game is very vocal, okay? So at the very top of the screen, you have what looks like a speaker icon. You have a speaker icon with sound coming out of it. If you click that, you'll notice that you have music controller, and I'll show you what that's about. Again, you know, if I turn that up, you hear that same music that just keeps looping over and over again. We're going to turn that back down. We also have the sound where Robert Kiyosaki himself interjects and comes in, and he has a little, you know, it's him, Randy Rat, and it's a little turtle that is, you know, also learning the lessons of business and entrepreneurship and economics and finance as the game of cash flow is being played. So I got that up because we're going to hear them, you know, interject. We'll stop and listen when they have something to say. But before we get into the game, I want to explain some of what you'll see when you go in there. On the left-hand side, you'll see your own player profile, okay? It'll give you a financial sheet. You ever notice, I think when you, he makes the distinction, like when you go to the bank and you go for a loan, they want to see your they want to see your personal financial statement. You got to show your debts and, you know, your income and your resume and, you know, a bunch of stuff like that, stuff that really doesn't get down to the nitty-gritty. But you as an individual, when you're told to submit important paperwork, you're usually told to submit stuff like that. You know, what's your income, what grade of school you went to, different things like that. Well, truth be told, when it comes to what the bank actually looking for, what it takes for you to actually secure financing for a business, or for you to be able to tell whether a business idea, business venture is going to be good and bad.
Be careful with real estate. Tenants could damage your property.
Oh, check this out.
That's correct, but that's what you have insurance for. And don't worry so much about the tenants or what they could do. You need to focus on those rent checks coming in every month. If you have good property managers, they'll take care of that problem for you.
All right, so you see, occasionally they interject little stuff like that. And it'll pop up at, you know, at any given time. So we'll probably hear one or two more of them before I put them on mute. But you get your financial statement on the left-hand side, and it shows you, you know, you, your character, what your occupation is, what your total income is, what your total expenses is. So it's a budget sheet, okay? It shows you your income minus your expenses. What you're left over with is your actual cash flow. That's your positive cash that's left over after you've paid all the bills and expenses that you have, okay? And then it shows how much cash on hand you have. My total income as a doctor in this game is $13,200 a month. It says the total expenses is $9,650 a month. That means at the end of a month, after all the expenses for this character is paid, cash flow is $3,550. And at this moment right now, before payday, he's got $400 in his bank account, okay? Then underneath that, you got an income and an expense sheet. It shows all the things that fall under income, like salary, income that comes from real estate or interest or dividends or businesses, other assets. Then it shows expenses. You got, what are your expenses? Taxes, how much you pay per month, the home mortgage, what the monthly mortgage payment is, what the school loan amount is, what car payments, credit card, retail expenses, other expenses. Even has a place for child.
The first question I should ask my stockbroker.
Well, the first question I'd ask is, do you invest in stocks? Statistics show that most stockbrokers don't invest in stocks. The same is true with most real estate brokers. They don't invest in real estate. You see, most brokers are not investors. The reason they're called brokers is because they're broker than you are.
All right, so you see the type of things he interjects. I'm going to put him on mute till we need him again. And they list all your different expenses that you'll have. That's the income, the expense sheet. Underneath that, you have the asset liability sheet. Now, in previous episodes, we defined what an asset is versus what a liability is. Lots of people don't know that assets, a lot of people would assign the term asset to things like their home or their car or things of that nature. Anything that takes money out of your pocket is not an asset, it's a liability. So your home mortgage, while your home may be an asset, it's good to have something over your head. The mortgage for your home is a liability, okay? It's good that you got your college education, but guess what? School loans are a liability. You have a car, it's great. You know, you have to have reliable transportation, but whatever car loan that you got is a liability. Credit card payment, liability, retail debt, liability. So just because Home Depot says, you know, 6 months, you have 6 months zero interest, then you got to pay it off. Well, as long as there's something that has a balance, it's a liability. All right? So that's what's on the left-hand side of the screen. At the top of the screen, again, toward the right, you'll see however many other players you're playing against. And each one of them, you can click on their particular icon and see what their profile sheet says. You can see what their expenses, what their interest are, you know, so you can get a gauge of how different people with different levels of income and different assets and different resources of their own, how they play the game and what their strategy for getting out of the rat race is. So it gives me the opportunity to roll first. You got to roll your dice, figure out how many spaces you move around the rat race board, and it lands on a square, just like Monopoly. You know, you land on big chest, little chest, or whatever it is. Here in cash flow, in the rat race, you got opportunity. Opportunity, charity, payday. I think every time you, you know, pass the yellow square, you land on payday, you get a paycheck. All right, and it gives you your monthly salary. You also have the market, which lets you know, it, just like real life, you know, is the market up, is the market down, and how does that affect you? How does it affect other people? You get what's called doodads. Every one of us has stuff that we just spend money on, whether we should spend money, whether we shouldn't, whether we have the money to spend or whether we don't. Somehow we just end up landing on a doodad, and you'll see what those are if I am unlucky enough to land on one. There are also times when you get to have a baby in addition to your family. When you have a baby, you find out that there is an expense that you add to your financial sheet. So it may very well come out. I think the highest one I've seen, there was a baby. There's one of these professions where when they have a baby, that baby ends up costing them $480 per month. So, you know, watch out for them children with the silver spoon in their mouth. All right, so I landed on opportunity after I rolled the dice, and it gives me a chance to either go for a small deal or go for a big deal. And it says small deals are less than $6,000. Big deals start at $6,000. So we're going to look at a small deal and find out whether it's a good deal or not. Says you find a great deal. A company bought and transferred manager's three-bedroom, two-bath house. There's no current tenant. It has been on the market for 6 months, but it's just reduced. Borrow from the bank if you must, but you must buy this. It doesn't say you must buy this. It says, but borrow from the bank if you must, but buy this. There's 150% return on investment. May sell this house when the time comes for $65,000 to $135,000. And then it gives you the whole breakdown of what this deal or what this opportunity is about. Okay? It says the cost of this house is $45,000. So you can buy the house for $45,000. It tells you that when the house sells, it's going to sell for anywhere from $65,000 to $135,000. So right then and there, telling you that when this house sells, you're going to see a profit. Okay, it just depends on how much profit you're going to see. The down payment on the house is $2,000. Okay, so that would leave a mortgage of $43,000, unless you just have $45,000 altogether to pay that. But you know, it's okay to have a mortgage, especially if it's going to produce cash flow. So this particular one has a cash flow of $250. That's positive, okay? It's $2,000 down payment. The mortgage is reasonable. It's $250 of positive cash flow, so that'll increase my monthly income by $250. And there's always an opportunity to sell this, but whether I sell it or not, at least now when I buy it, is producing income. So it gives me the opportunity. If you want to buy this, if you want to sell it to another player, if there are multiple players, you can either auction it off, you know, start a bidding war. You can make some little money off the top just by selling it to someone else, or you can pass on the deal. But I am going to buy this because the name of the game is cash flow, and I want that $250 cash flow. Oh, check this out. I forgot. How you get yourself out of the rat race is you have to build up your passive income. Okay, so that's the additional income that you add on top of your cash, that you add on top of your monthly cash flow by doing these kind of deals, doing small deals or big deals, or, you know, taking advantage of good opportunities when they come. You got to determine whether it makes sense for you to invest in this opportunity or not. But when your passive income is more than your total expenses, then you've gotten yourself out of the rat race, because that means, you know, you have to work hard to earn a living. Well, you also want to put your money to work for you. So when you get your money working for you and you're creating what's called passive income, income that's not your 9-to-5 job, when that is more than your expenses, you can let your 9-to-5 job go. Then you're out of the rat race. Then you can make money without even working for it, all right? So I'm going to buy this deal, this 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, and it switches over. It says update your financial statement. And you have to choose what the categories are for all these components. It says your down payment is $2,000. Select the category. Is that income? Is that an expense? Is that an asset? Or is that a liability? Turns out that down payment on a property, especially if that property is producing income, that's an asset. So I choose that from the drop-down list. The cost of the property is $45,000. The cost of an asset that's producing income, even though it seems like an expense because you're paying something, that cost is categorized in this game as an asset. Okay? The mortgage, which is $43,000, mortgage is a liability. Okay? Even if there's an asset, even if there's a positive gain, a mortgage is just that. It's a liability. It's money going out. So you have to pay the mortgage. It is what it is. It's a liability. And eventually, you want to eliminate liability. So eventually, we want to eliminate this mortgage and keep the asset. So mortgage goes under the liability category, and the cash flow, which is $250, that's categorized as income. Then on the right-hand side, it lets you calculate those numbers. So this character, my player, has an income of $13,200. His monthly expenses, $9,650. He has a monthly cash flow of $3,550. And the cash on hand at the moment is $3,950. But after I do this deal, turns out that my income is $13,450. The expense is still $9,650. The cash flow changes. My cash flow now is raises to $3,800 a month. So I'm moving in the right direction. And because it was a $2,000 down payment, now I have $1,950 on hand. Okay, so I pull some money out the pocket, out the stash, put it down on this 3-bedroom, 2-bath house. It increased my income and my monthly cash flow by $250, and I'm sitting pretty. I'm moving in the right direction. So I bought that, got $250 worth of passive income, and now it's the next player's turn, Robert's turn. Robert landed on paycheck. He took home $880. That's the spot he landed on. Next is going to be Irene's turn. Irene is rolling the dice now, and Irene landed on an opportunity. Let's see what her opportunity is. Irene's opportunity is a mutual fund. Lower interest rate drive market fund to strong showing. I think it was Grow For Us Mutual Fund, and the trading range was $10 to $30. On the day that she bought it, it was going for $30 a share, which really didn't make sense, because that means it's not going to really grow or go up from there if it's only trading between $10 and $30 a share. But she bought one share for $30. Now it's back to me. We are going to take a break for a moment and come back on the other side, listen to a word from my sponsor, and then pick up where we left off, all right? So stay right where you are. Make sure you grab yourself a drink of water, whatever the case may be, and we will get right back to Cash Flow 101 with Robert Kiyosaki's game Cash Flow, and we're here on the No Romance Without Finance show. So. Finance. My name is Vernon Muhammad. I'm your host. We are having some fun tonight. Time is going to fly. We only have 45 minutes left to the show. We're going to jump right back into cash flow. But first, I want you to know that cooperative economics, buying black, and making sure that you support companies and businesses that in turn support your community are a means of survival. It is important to our survival, our economic lifeline, okay? So essentials that we need in life, things that you absolutely know that you are going to purchase, you should start purchasing from your own people, from your own community, and from businesses that support your people in your community. If you go to Chinatown, the Chinese people, they shop from one another. If you go to Crown Heights section of Brooklyn or places where Jewish people live and congregate, make their own community, they do business with one another. If you go to Little Italy, those restaurants, they purchase from the other merchants who are Italian. They make sure that they keep it inside their own circle. Ethnic enclave economics is what that's called. It is not a bad thing. It is a means of survival. That's how Jewish people survive. They take care of one another. That's how Chinese people survive. Chinatown thrives because they take care of one another. Little Koreatown, Little Italy, Little Havana, whatever you call the place, Greek town, wherever you are, whatever city you are, there's some economic enclave where they practice this type of economics. Well, black people in America are starting to get the message, and one of the things that we all use and all need and all will continue to purchase is now being produced by our own. Black people now own a company that produces and manufactures and distributes our own line of bathroom tissue, paper towels, facial tissue, trash bags, all those things that you use around your own home. It's called freedompapercompany.com. Visit the website. When it's time to purchase these things, don't show Sam Walmart and BJ's and Costco. I mean, they're not doing anything for your community. They're not supporting causes that are most beneficial to you and to your people. So, buy black. Support cooperative economic initiatives. Redirect those dollars back into our community so that we can become an economic powerhouse of our own. Okay? FreedomPaperCompany.com. Purchase Freedom bathroom tissue, Freedom paper towels, Freedom facial tissue. Be proud that you are supporting a company that supports you. All right, so we're going back to having fun on Cash Flow, Rich Dad Poor Dad site. Cash Flow is the name of the game, Cash Flow 101. This one primarily leans toward business and real estate as the assets of choice. There is a game called Cash Flow 202, which provides a lot of education and gives a lot of insight into the stock market. We're not at that game yet. We'll probably do a part two to this show, and then we'll get into Cash Flow 202, where we'll get a bigger education on stocks and trading and investing and understanding options and puts and calls and different things like that, how to make money, whether the stock market is going up or down or sideways. You'll get an education on all that. To find out more about that, you should listen to the episode or the show that we did last week when we had Steve Fox come on, who is a real-time market trader, and he'll let you know exactly what you need to know. He's got an educational program, a 15-week educational program that teaches all the ins and outs of market trading, what that entails, and how to actually use that as a viable means and method to get yourself out of the rat race. By the end of this year or next year this time, you do not want to be in the same place that we are today. And we have too many opportunities at our fingertips and at our disposal. Keep crying broke, keep saying that we, you know, just can't do any better than what we're doing. It's got to be a better way. I think this is it. So back to cash flow. It's my turn to roll. I rolled the dice, and I landed on an opportunity. I picked up a paycheck, so my monthly cash flow is $3,800, and I have an opportunity to do a big deal or a small deal. I'm going to choose another small deal. Here's the stock, On to You Entertainment Company. Box office hit by Children's Division causes record share price. Only you may buy as many shares as you want at this price. Everyone may sell at this price. Okay, so today's price is $40 a share. The trading range for this stock is $10 to $30 a share, but today it just happens to be up at $40 a share. Now, one of the principles of buying, investing, or anything like that is buy low and sell high. You never want to buy something when it's as expensive as it can get. But for some reason, black people like to do this. We like to buy the latest car when it's the most expensive and when it's going to lose the most value. As soon as they come out with a bigger screen TV than we currently have, we got to spend money on it. It's amazing. They were selling TVs. I remember when, you know, big gigantic TVs first came out. They were selling them for like $3,000-$4,000. You know, big old huge, not the flat screen ones, the big huge ones. Do you know now they're selling those things for like less than $100? A big gigantic TV, you know, one of them heavy ones that it actually takes moving people to come in and, you know, position in place for you. You can get for less than $100 now. Nobody wants them because everybody wants those flat-screen liquid display TVs and whatnot. The next newest thing, you know. Now those are $4,000, and everybody's rushing out to buy them. Not buy them. Everybody's rushing out to finance. You know, they're putting them on a credit card, creating debt, creating a liability. So buy low, sell high. This stock happens to be even higher than it normally is. So I think I should pass on this opportunity. Yeah, I'm not going to buy any of it. Doesn't seem like a good opportunity to me. Now it's Robert's turn. Robert is going to roll the dice, and we'll see where he's going to end up. He landed on an opportunity. I'm going to try to read it real fast. Let's see. He's got a deal where it's a three-bedroom, two-bath house, 40% return on investment. May sell from anywhere from $65,000 to $135,000. He could have gotten in for, I think the down payment was $3,000 and the cash flow was only $100. So he passed on that deal. Irene rolled. She ended up landing on a doodad. Says go out to dinner, spend $80. See, she spent money, didn't make no money. It's just money out the pocket. But she had to go out. You know, she deserved it. She felt she needed to wine and dine herself. You know, sometimes the doodad is buy a new pair of shoes. Sometimes it's, you know, take you and your family to the movies. You know, good stuff, stuff that we're all going to do. But it's definitely not stuff that is going to produce income for you. It's just money out the pocket. You know, you very well may deserve to treat yourself. You very well may deserve that new purse or that new suit or this, that, or the other. But you got to discipline yourself and know when it's time to spend money and when it's not time to spend money. You'll find that in this game, landing on doodads is never anything good. is always just money out the pocket. All right, so my go again. I get to roll the dice. I landed on a one, and I'm on the market. The market says that there's somebody who's buying multiplexes. Buyer offers $40,000 a unit for all units in any combination of duplexes, fourplexes, or eightplexes. He has his own financing, so whoever it is that's buying is coming with money in hand. Everyone may sell at this price if you have a multiplex property. If you sell, pay off the related mortgage and give up cash flow you currently receive on this property. I don't have a multiplex. I have a three-bedroom, two-bath house in this game, so this doesn't even apply to me. If I had a multiplex, I would have the option of selling it $40,000 per unit. So imagine that. Imagine if you had an eightplex building, eightplex, and it was going for $40,000 per unit. That means you can sell this eightplex building for $320,000. Pay off the mortgage, whatever the mortgage would be. You know, I don't know. We'll see if one comes up. But pay off the mortgage, whatever the profit is you're left with, use that to do another deal, find another opportunity. But nobody has a plex, so we'll close that, move on. It's Robert's turn. No. Now it's Irene's turn. She's getting ready to roll the dice. No, let me correct that. I landed on the market. Now it's Robert's turn. He's rolling now. He lands on a mutual fund, Grow For Us Mutual Fund. Today's price is $20. Dividend, 0% yield or ROI. Trading range of this mutual fund is $10 to $30. But for whatever reason, it's going for $20. Irene sold her one share that she purchased before. I think it was going for $20 before. No, it was going for $30 before. She sold it at $20, so she ended up losing money. That didn't make any sense. The condo for sale, Irene rolled, had the opportunity to buy a two-bedroom, one-bath condo, and she passed on the opportunity. I guess it wasn't enough cash flow. So now it's back to me. It's my goal. I roll, and bang, I land on an opportunity. Again, I'm going to choose a small deal. This is giving me the opportunity to start a company. It says, develop an interesting idea for a software program so you start a company to produce and sell it. No profit during the startup, which is normal. You know, you start up a company, you're not going to be earning anything at the moment. Got long hours, no extra pay. Use this for yourself or sell to another player. $5,000. Now, if you start up a business, you have no way of knowing whether it's going to be successful, whether it's not going to be successful. Turns out I have $5,000 on hand. It's $5,000 startup fee, $5,000 down payment, $5,000 to get started, basically. I don't know what this is going to turn into, but I do know that every month, you know, I'm earning a paycheck. If I'm going to succeed, I got to be willing to take a chance. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to buy this company because who knows, I can become successful by taking a chance. And if I never take a chance, I'll never know. So buying this, the down payment is $5,000. Down payment on something that could potentially produce income is an asset. The cost is $5,000. The cost on something that could potentially produce income is an asset. The mortgage, there's no mortgage, so you know if there was a mortgage, that would be a liability, but the liability is zero, so it's not costing me anything in terms of my cash flow, or it's not raising my monthly expenses. And at the moment, there's no cash flow, so I'm not going to worry about that. If there was a cash flow, that would be categorized as income. So I go ahead and calculate that. That took my cash on hand down $5,000, so now I only have $750 in my bank account. If you remember, I started with less than that in my bank account, and I still have my monthly paycheck that comes out. So I'm not hurting. You know, it's not affecting me negatively at all. So God willing, that asset will pay off for me down the road. Now it's Robert's turn. And Robert also has the opportunity to buy a three-bedroom, two-bath house, 60% return on investment. Down payment is $4,000. It's a cash flow of $200 a month. But Robert passed on that deal. Maybe he thought that he can get a better deal for his $4,000 down payment. Who knows? Stock, Irene Rolled, stock Mighty for You Entertainment. Today's price is $30, but it trades for anywhere between $10 and $30. So, again, Irene seems to not get the message, buy low, sell high. She is buying high. Last time she bought, and she sold when it was less than what she bought it for. So she ended up losing money. She keeps on buying when the stock is at the top of its range, which makes no sense at all. So it's my turn again. Click to roll. I rolled and got a four, and that puts me on opportunity. I really don't have much money. I got a paycheck some time ago, so I landed. My cash on hand is only $4,500. I don't have much money going on, so small deal. Mutual fund, Grow For Us. I'm not investing in no mutual funds. This is saying that today's price is $30 a share. It's trading for $10 to $30 a share, so if I buy it at $30 and it's never gone higher than $30, I'll never make any money on this. So I'll pass. Now, one thing that you'll notice about this is down in the lower right-hand corner, you got what's called a bank. The bank shows you what outstanding debts you have. If I have a mortgage, if I have any student loans, any loans that is a monthly recurring expense, car payment, credit card payments, you know, anything like that, I can choose to either pay it off, free up some cash flow, or I can, if I need to, I can borrow money so that I can do a bigger deal. You can borrow in increments of $1,000, and anything that you borrow is going to raise your, any $1,000 that you borrow is going to raise your expenses and decrease your cash flow by $100, okay? So if you had to do a deal, which was you needed $5,000, you could borrow $5,000 from the bank, but it would increase your expenses by $500, all right? I'm looking at my my debts, my liability loans that I have in the bank, and I don't see anything that's going to free up enough cash flow, or I don't see anything that I have enough cash to pay off that'll free up enough cash flow for me. I got a $150,000 school loan, got a $200,000 mortgage, got $9,000 in credit card debt. So, you know, I don't have that much cash on hand as the game shows, so it doesn't make sense for me to try to pay anything off. I think I could pay $1,000 of retail debt off, but that would only, you know, give me $50 a month. And I can't really do anything like that. So let me keep the cash that I have on hand since I'm paying my bills on time. And hopefully I'll find a deal that will produce enough income with the cash I have on hand. Click to roll two. All right. Skipped over a doodad, landing on an opportunity. Small deal. Let's see. For $5,000, I can buy another three-bedroom, two-bathroom house. It has a 38% ROI. ROI is return on investment. So in real life, if you're looking at a deal, they say the ROI is 38%. That means in a year's time, whatever the income that this produces in a year's time, that would give you back 38% of what you initially had to put out. So a $5,000 down payment turns out that the ROI on this one, with a cash flow of $160 a month, would give me back 38% of what I put out, which is not bad. There are some people who say anything above 24% is realistic and is good return on investment. Sometimes you get up there, you know, if you get greedy, you start looking at stuff that's going to give you 50%, 75%, 100% ROI. That's greedy, okay? 24%, 30%, 40%, That's realistic, and that's good. But I have to determine whether $5,000 down payment is good enough or is worth $160 in cash flow. I think there are things that will give me a greater cash flow for $5,000. So I'm going to pass on this. All right. So it's Robert's turn again. And the goal of this game is to develop a strategy so as quickly as possible you can get out of the rat race. I've seen where people jump in and right off the bat, they go ahead, oh, my goodness, check this out. Robert just rolled. He's got a zero money down, three-bedroom, two-bath house, producing $100 of cash flow. No money down, $100 a month is coming into your pocket. Take it. Take that all day long. That's a good deal. But there's some people who use the strategy. They right off the bat, they just go ahead, get a loan. They know that it's going to increase their it's going to increase their expense. But having that cash on hand is what they're banking on, so they can go for bigger deals as opposed to staying stuck with small deals. And once you'll see if I actually get there and can look at doing a big deal, what the benefits of that are. All right, it's my turn again. I roll, bam, roll the six. What am I landing on? No, oh, good. Whew. Thought I was going to land on a doodad. They got a doodad in there. It's a $4,000 big screen TV. Oh, you just have to have a big screen TV. $4,000. We're trying to avoid that, all right? But I rolled. I land on an opportunity. So I'm still stuck in the land of small deals. Let me see what this deal is. Another stock, On to You Entertainment. This stock is trading today at the price of this stock today is $30. I know some people may be anxious to jump into the stock market, but the trading range on this stock is $10 to $30, and today the price is $30 a share. This is not a good time to buy this stock because it's as high as it's going to go, and you're not going to make any money on it. So I pass. And again, I see you all. We've got a couple of guests in the chat room. Appreciate y'all hanging in there with me. I hope that you are enjoying the game. I'd hope that we could have some actual participation. But maybe you all are playing your own game and you're on this site. If not, maybe you'll get to go on this site and check it out for yourself. Robert just collected, I think it was Robert's goal. He landed on the market, and it turns out that there's somebody who wants to buy a condo, two-bedroom, one-bath condo. They want to pay $55,000 for this condominium. It says, if you want to sell it, if I had a condo in the game and I thought that was profitable, I would sell it for $55,000 and, sell off, pay off the mortgage and pocket whatever cash was left over and use that. Make a bigger deal. So, close that. Ideally, since I own a three-bedroom, two-bath house, if somebody lands on the market, I'm hoping that there's a house buyer that comes along with wanting to buy a house. If that's the case, maybe they'll buy my house, I'll sell off, I'll pay off the mortgage, make that cash, and then go on ahead and move on to something bigger and better. Hey, somebody else just purchased a three-bedroom, two-bath house. It was $2,000 down payment, $220 cash flow. I arranged. Did a good deal there. All right. My go again. Clicking the opportunity, clicking roll the dice, collected a paycheck, so I just picked up another $3,800. I got $12,000 on hand. Let me see what the big deals have to offer. Ooh, oh my. I got $12,000 on hand, right? Check this out. This opportunity, this is a big deal. Apartment houses for sale. There are two buildings totaling 24 units for sale. The owner managed, it's owner managed with on-site assistance. Retirement prompts sale. The owner retired, so he's trying to sell it. Use this for yourself or sell to another player. If I was playing with some savvy people, I'd make a deal, say, hey, you want to buy this deal for me, from me, give me this amount, and I'd give you the I'll assign the contract on this deal to you. Now, the cost of this, two buildings, 24 units in total, is $575,000. That's more money than some people can even imagine. The mortgage on these two buildings is $500,000. Now, check this out. Tell me if this makes sense. I'm sure you know of some people, some individuals, some families who bought a house, one house for them and their family for $500,000. Have you heard of people like that? Bought a $300,000 house, a $500,000 house. Some people, you know, when the real estate market was inflated like it was, before people started, you know, being foreclosed on left and right, people were buying these mini mansions or mid mansions or whatever they call them, $600,000. Just you, your wife, and two children and a dog. But they had to have the house in the suburbs, and, oh, it's got a three-car garage. And, oh, I got the Escalade parked in the front. Makes no sense. This is a 24-unit, two-building property for $500,000. The down payment is $75,000, and the cash flow from this is $3,400. Check that out. Now, I have $12,000 on hand. If I want to buy this, I would have to go to the bank and borrow. I would have to borrow $63,000. That would give me a payment of $6,300 on this mortgage. I don't think I can afford that. So the amount of debt that I would go into to get this property would put me in the negative. Okay? If I increase my expenses, right now my expenses, my total expenses is $9,600. If I increase my monthly expenses by $6,300, that'll put me at $15,950. $15,950 as my total expense. But the income from this is only $3,400. Now check this out. My total income at the moment is $13,450. If I add $3,400, if I add $3,400 to that, my total income would be $16,850. My total expenses would be $15,950. So I would still be positive. I wouldn't go broke. I wouldn't be in the negative. But my cash flow would only be my cash flow would be like $100-something, less than $200. Decisions. Now, ideally, I can get myself into a position. I know that I'll have, I know that eventually somebody will come up, somebody will want to sell, somebody will want to buy my house. I can't buy my house until, you know, a buyer comes along. So it's a chance I got to take. It's a risk, okay? At any moment, I can get downsized, so my job, you know, may freeze my pay. I can get furloughed or riffed or whatever the case may be. I can go bankrupt. You know, something can happen. My expenses can increase. I can end up having a baby. And, you know, if I'm only getting a positive cash flow of $200, end up having a baby, and it turns out that that baby costs $300 a month, guess what? I'm bankrupt. I'm upside down. So I'm not going to take that chance. I'm going to play it safe. Even though this is almost too good to be true, I'm going to have to pass this deal up. I'm not going for that auction. I'm not going for that option, that deal, that opportunity. $3,400 cash flow. I just don't have enough to make the down payment. So I'm going to, maybe I should auction it. Who knows, maybe Robert or Irene may have some money. I'm going to auction this $2,000. Whichever one of them wants to do it, $2,000. They can start a bidding war, and we'll see how that goes. I just put it up for auction. Let's see if one of them wants to, give me $2,000 to do that. Nope, nobody bid, so I'll pass. Wish I didn't have to turn that opportunity down. $3,400 cash flow. Just didn't have enough cash on hand to make it worthwhile. But you got to be able to do the math like that, do the numbers like that. You may see an opportunity like that in real life. Check this one out. Robert rolled zero down for this house, 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, but the house has negative $100 cash flow. So you got to determine, is that a good deal or a bad deal? Robert thought that was a bad deal. He said, oh, no. Oh, look at this. Interest rates on home loans dropped to 5%. If you own any 3-bedroom, 2-bath rental houses, you may sell them for $50,000. Oh, wait. You may sell them for $50,000 more than the original cost. If you sell, pay off the related mortgage, give up the cash flow that you currently receive on each property. Okay, so I have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house that I paid $45,000 for. I can sell this for $50,000 above that cost. It was a $43,000 mortgage, so that should leave me with $50,000 on top of that. Go ahead, pay that off. Hey, wait a minute. What happened? Hold on now. Hold the phone. I hit one of those glitches. And I didn't sell. I missed the opportunity. Huh. It didn't give me the opportunity to sell it. It told me sell it, but didn't give me the opportunity to sell. Oh, well. All right, well, I still have my cash flow. I'm still in good shape. Maybe another buyer will come along that's willing to pay me even more. So I will roll. I landed on an opportunity. Again, big deal, small deal. Let's see what to do. I want to go for a big deal, even though I have $12,000. Big deals are, got to have $30,000, $50,000, $60,000 if you want to find something that's really going to give you a bang for your buck. But small deals, you may spend up to $6,000, and, they typically don't produce anything more than maybe $400 a month. Let's see what a big deal has to offer. Oh, my goodness. Oh, goodness. Whew. Check this out. Oh, my God. This is a 60-unit apartment complex for sale. Okay? You got to analyze this. Quicker we can analyze this, find out whether I can do this deal or not, the quicker we realize whether I make money or whether I keep myself out of a bad situation. It's a 60-unit complex. All right? it's available from a pension fund that foreclosed on the building. On-site management is in place. It's already set up. It's already got, property managers, whatever. Use this for yourself or sell it to another player. 66% return on investment. Not bad. They sell for $1.5 million to $2.7 million. Okay, right now the cost is $1,200,000. Does this even look doable? The down payment is $200,000. Now keep in mind, I only got $12,000 on hand, okay? The mortgage is $1 million, but the cash flow is $11,000 $1,000 a month. Okay? Let's see what it would take in order for me to buy this. Every $1,000 that I buy, every $1,000 that I borrow, I have to pay back $100. In order to buy this, I have to borrow $188,000. Imagine that. Imagine if you only needed a mortgage of $188,000 on a $1.2 million property. The payments, according to this, would be $18,800, but the cash flow would be $11,000. That would put me about $7,000 in the hole. Can't do that. See, doesn't pay to be greedy, right? You can borrow the money. It'll give you the opportunity to borrow the money. But that would put me in the negative for sure, so I'm not even going to go for it. I'll pass on that. And it's Robert's turn. So you got to be able to analyze the deal just that fast. It's all based on what the cash flow is going to be. Uh-oh. Here it is. You are offered $100,000 for a three-bedroom, two-bath house. Now it gives me the opportunity to sell or to pass. I'm sure enough going to sell this for $100,000. Yep. I'm sure enough going to sell this for $100,000 because this is going to end up netting me more than the other deal was going to net. The other deal would have put the total at $95,000, could have said $50,000 more than what you paid for it. But this nets me $5,000 more. So I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to sell this house off. It says select the item to remove the incomes, $250 a month in passive income. Remove the assets, three-bedroom, two-bath house, and remove the liability, which was a $43,000 mortgage. So change that. I now have $69,000 on hand. My cash flow is back to $3,500, $3,550. But with that $69,000, guess what I can do now? I can go for big deals. I got a profit of $57,000. That was a good deal. $69,000 on hand. You know I'm going for a big deal, and I hope that I find an apartment complex for sale that now it would make sense to do. All right, Irene just got downsized. She loses three turns, and now it is my turn to roll. Come on. Mama needs a new pair of shoes. All right, I landed on an opportunity. Big deal. Let's see what the big deal is. It's a duplex for sale, 60% ROI. The properties may sell for $50,000 to $80,000. This one costs $60,000. If I sell it, it may go for $50,000. The mortgage is $54,000. Down payment is $6,000, and it's only going to produce $300 worth of income. I'm not going to chisel off of that $69,000 just for $300. So I'm going to pass on this. Got to analyze the deal, find out if it's good, if it's not good, if it's worthwhile, if it's not, make a move, make a decision. Got to be decisive if you want to be successful. All right. Robert lost the turn. Oh, no, Irene lost the turn. She's downsized. It's Robert's goal. $5,000 for a condo is negative $100 cash flow. I think he's going to pass on that. Yep, Robert passed on that. Didn't sound like a good deal. Irene lost the turn, and she's downsized. So now it's my turn. I get to figure out, hopefully I land on another opportunity and find a big deal that I can go for. Click to roll. One, two, four. Opportunity. All right, I just picked up a paycheck. Now I have $72,000 on hand because I just got a paycheck. Big deal. $25,000 limited partner one. Hey, this looks like a good deal. Successful doctor is expanding his office and clinic. Needs a partner to fund the equity portion of construction costs. use this yourself or sell to another player. 48% ROI. The owner may buy you out for $50,000 to $75,000. All right, so it's a $25,000 investment, produces $1,000 a month cash flow. That's positive. I can do that. I will buy. I will become a limited partner in this doctor office. It's giving me $1,000 a month. I think that's worth $25,000. I can do that. Buy. Down payment on an income-producing asset is an asset. The cost of an asset is considered an asset. Since there's no mortgage, it's zero. The liability is zero. That's considered a liability. And the cash flow is positive. So I got no increase to my expenses, but I gained income because I had the money on hand to make this deal. So I changed things around. I now have $47,700 on hand. My cash flow has jumped to $4,550 a month, and I'm still in the positive. All right. My passive income is still only $1,000, though. I'm not going to pay off any debt because I still need to create some more cash. I still need some more positive cash flow so that I can actually make something happen. Market, somebody landed on the market, somebody's looking to buy a condo, but I don't think anybody owns a condo, so close that. And Irene is still downsized, so she's losing a turn. Robert chose to pay his car loan down, so that may help him a little bit, but you know, then you gain his cash flow. Now pay down your debt. Pay down your debt. Paying down debt helps, okay? Paying down your debt is a good strategy for getting out of the rat race, but you have to determine whether doing that is going to get you out of the rat race faster, okay? So opportunity is what I rolled and landed on. I'm going for a big deal. All right. It's a pizza franchise for sale. Healthy Pizza Company franchise. It's a trend in nutritious fast food. Is booming. Next to a college, high traffic. Use this yourself or sell to another player. 60% return on investment. May sell for $520,000 to $800,000 when it sells. Okay, the cost of this is $500,000. So, you know, when it sells, you will either make anywhere from $20,000 to $280,000. It's a $5,000 a month cash flow. The down payment is $100,000. I only have $47,000. So check this out. For every $1,000 that you borrow, you end up paying $100 in loan payment. If I were to buy this, I would have to take out a $53,000 loan, and that would be an additional $53,000 in payment. So I could buy this. I don't think that I don't think anybody's going to come along and buy a pizza franchise. I could buy this. It'll wipe out any money that I have on hand. It'll wipe out my savings. And it'll end up costing me $300 more than what it is producing in income. So those of you who are listening online, you're about to drop off. We're at the end of our broadcast time. But the game goes on until you get out of the rat race, or you lose, or somebody else gets out of the rat race and buys their dream. So that is cash flow. The game Cashflow, which is on richdad.com, Robert Kiyosaki's website. Check it out for yourself. Learn the rules of the game of money. Educate yourself and empower yourself because we all want to get out of the rat race and onto the fast track. So peace and blessings to you. I'm going to go ahead for a little while. Those of you who are dialed in or listening to this on the archive, you'll hear more of what is going on, okay? So this deal right here is it's going to lower my cash flow by $3,000, if I'm not mistaken, by $300, if I'm not mistaken. Excuse me. It'll raise my income by $5,000, but it'll raise my expenses by $5,300. So the net of that is I'll be earning $300 less. So instead of my cash flow being $4,550, if I'm calculating it right, my cash flow would become $4,250. I could live with that. I could live with that. I'm still positive. I'm still gaining money off of that. Every time I pass cash flow, I'm making money. And if I build that up again, I can eventually go on ahead and pay off debt or purchase another cash business, purchase another business that's going to produce income for me. So I think that's worthwhile. Again, it's a chance you take. You know, anything that you do, there's a risk associated with it. So I'm going to borrow the $53,000 from the bank. And as soon as you choose to borrow, the screen changes so that you can update your financial statement. You see all your numbers there. My income at the moment is $14,200. My expenses at the moment is $9,650. My cash flow at the moment is $4,550. Cash that I have on hand is $47,700. The loan amount, which I have to choose a category for, loan amount is a liability. It's $53,000. The bank payment, which is $5,300, is an expense. Down payment on an income-producing asset is an asset. The cost of this income-producing asset is an asset. Mortgage, which is $400,000, is a liability. And the cash flow, which is $5,000, is considered income. So if I click the calculate button, it shows my income now $19,200. My expenses has jumped to $14,950. My cash flow is $4,250. And the cash that I have on hand is $700. Got to be in it to win it. Got to be playing the game if you're going to get ahead. So close. So now I have $6,000 worth of passive income, but my total expenses is still $14,950. That's a little bit more. That's $8,950 more in expenses than I have in passive income. So I got to keep on building my passive income so that it is more than my expenses. But as long as I keep producing income, I can eventually go in and either pay down some of those expenses or I can go on ahead and purchase more properties and more businesses that are going to give me more money. So Irene is finally back in the game. She's no longer downsized. She just bought a condo with $100 cash flow. I am rolling, and I got the opportunity. Good opportunity. Look at a small deal. Mighty for You Electronics. Today's price is $5. The trading range is anywhere from $5 to $30 a share. That's not bad. I got $4,250. Let me see if I buy 800. I buy 800 shares at $5 a share. It trades anywhere from $5 to $30 a share. I'm buying it $5 a share. So chances are this is on an upward trend. It's only going to buy up. It's only going to go up. I think somebody saw this before at $1 a share. So it seems to be going up. It was going for $1 a share. Now it's up to $5 a share. It trades as high as $30 a share. I'm buying 800 shares for $4,000 and I'm buying. You don't have enough, huh? I don't have enough. I have $4,250. What do you mean? Oh, no. See, you got to read this and read it properly. My cash flow may be $4,250 a month, but I didn't pass cash flow yet. I didn't pass payday yet. So my cash on hand now, since I did that last deal, is only $700. So I can't take advantage of this unless I borrow money. And borrowing money to purchase stocks is not a good move. So I am not going to do this. I will pass on this. It's not a deal. It's an opportunity to buy stock. And since I don't have the money to buy stock, this opportunity is not for me. It's Robert's turn. We're only going to go a little while longer. I can, you know, pause the game and come back to it whenever I want. But we're going to end the broadcast soon. And since it's just me playing against the computer, I don't have to worry about whether I'm going to lose anybody else. So I want to thank you all for joining us, listening to this episode of the No Romance Without Finance show. Again, this is about education. This is about learning what it is we can do to get ourselves out of the rat race. We've heard about the Steal Away program. We've heard about the Project Exodus. We've heard about doing for self and all of this stuff that, you know, the lingo that floats around our community. It's time to start putting this stuff into real, live practice, okay? So check out richdad.com. Check out the educational information that's on richdad.com and get yourself in the habit of, instead of just playing video games, you know, shoot 'em up, whatever games you play, instead of playing Madden or whatever it is you like to play, instead of spending an hour or 2 hours watching Scandal or, you know, whatever it is you like to focus your attention on, put some time into this cash flow. Learn the rules of the game of money and then apply it in real life. All right? This is the No Romance Without Finance show. Thank you for joining us. Peace and blessings.